The Howard G. Buffett Foundation recently paid for a $20 million hydroelectric dam in remote Virunga National Park. The U.S. Foundation also gave another sum to hire 200 new rangers to protect the park's gorillas and safeguard a handful of weekly tourists who recently reopened the park in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. The help came just in time. Emmanuel Demarode, the director of Virunga, which is Africa's oldest national park, says thousands of elephants and hippos there have died during 20 years of armed conflict in eastern Congo. Most of the poaching has been done by stateless armed militias he calls terrorists. Over the last 3 years, they've killed 20 rangers and caused the deaths of more than 5 million civilians. They have wrecked the economy of the eastern region of the DRC, where the park's director says the wildlife are a key to regional economic development.
It's been a very difficult period for the wildlife in Virunga. The hippo populations, you know, had a devastating crash in numbers. And the elephants, relatively similar. Numbers fell from 2,700 in the late 70s. To about 300 in 2005. And it's been extremely difficult for us to prevent poaching on these few elephants that are left.
Virunga's hippos are a larger and largely unheralded tragedy in the park. They have neither tusks nor horns. I discovered they can sell the 2-foot-long teeth of the hippo by calling them pieces of an elephant tusk. Demarode says consumers don't know the difference.
And the hippos are an important example because Virunga used to have the biggest population of hippos in the world. There were 27,000 hippos in Virunga. That's almost 20% of all the world's hippos in the 1970s. This number dropped to about 350 in 2005. So that's a drop of over 99%.
Demarode says more than 150 rangers have died protecting the park, 20 in the last 3 years. They are, he says, heroes.
But in considering those numbers, it's also very important to consider the overall devastation that's been caused by the presence of armed militias, but also the sequence of armed conflicts in the last 20 years in eastern Congo, which is provoked the death of over 5 million civilians. And so all of this has to be taken into context as an overall terrible tragedy that's affected the region.
2 decades of conflict may be slowly winding down in eastern Congo. Forces of the DRC last year defeated a major armed insurgency, the M23. They also say they are closing in on the Islamist forces of the ADF Nalu, a militia who are opposed to the Ugandan government. Demarode lists another dozen armed militias who prey on Virunga, such as the Mai Mai and the Democratic Forces for the Liberation of Rwanda. They're the remnants of the irregular Interahamwe forces that began the Rwandan genocide that led to the deaths of about 800,000 people in 1994. World leaders now talk of a global war against wildlife poaching, which fuels these terrorist activities in Virunga and more than 45 other parks in Africa. Demarode applauds the global meetings, such as the talks in London and Washington, but is skeptical that declarations in remote capitals of the world will produce practical measures in Africa's remote parks.
I think it's always fascinating to look into the incredible technology that's available today, but until we can get past a situation where a ranger on the ground is, you know, unable to secure, you know, a basic salary that takes him or her above the poverty line and has the training and the ability to prevent them from getting killed by armed militias who are better equipped than they are, then we're not going to solve the problem.
Virunga's plans for the future do, however, mirror the discussions in London and Washington that treat a war on poaching and terrorism as part of an overarching development effort in countries that host the parks, the poachers, and the militias.
It would be a wise approach to address these problems source, you know, at the heart of the problem. And for there to be armed militias, you need two things. One is a fragile state that's unable to uphold the rule of law, and the other is a very strong incentive for these armed militias to form. And, of course, that incentive is tied to the natural wealth in this region, of which the wildlife is a part. So in protecting wildlife, you're directly strengthening government institutions to uphold the law, and you're also preventing militias from making significant profits from the natural resources in eastern Congo. And so it's a very key part to restoring peace in the region.
The 200 new rangers and a hydroelectric dam on the park's Rutshuru River in Virunga are the launch of economic recovery for the park and the region, says Demarode. He says the park's survival depends in the long term on the well-being of its destitute neighbors.
It's very important to recognize and address the fact that all these problems are interlinked. The terrible human tragedy is linked to the fact that there's a breakdown of the rule of law, which makes the area attractive to armed militias. And it's attractive to them because they can make significant profits from the illegal extraction of natural resources. And, of course, poaching is one component of that problem.
The dam will provide electricity for small businesses and for agriculture to reduce the overwhelming poverty of the area. If the dam provides adequate energy, Demarode says it can generate an estimated 12,000 agricultural jobs for those who live outside the park, while revenues from the sale of electricity pay for maintaining the park and its wildlife. I'm William Eagle in Washington.